You also mentioned therapeutic vaccines. Where are we with that strategy?
I think those show great promise too, and I especially want to acknowledge my colleague David Avigan at the Beth Israel, who's led lovely work with the dendritic cell fusion vaccine in this area as a post-transplant strategy, and there's now a CTN randomized trial looking at this approach with an IMID backbone, in this case lenalidomide, to better evaluate its impact post-transplant, and I think those data are really promising. There are also very exciting vaccines that we're deploying earlier in the illness, in the smoldering space. And these are peptide targeting vaccines, which are very, very promising, I think, combined with some of the newer immunotherapeutics, not least of which are checkpoint inhibitors and IMIDs. And these provide what I think is fascinating, actually, the ability for memory. In other words, that you can educate your T cells for a long-term immune surveillance in smoldering patients or even arguably in MGUS and then be able to go forward. The important point about the antibodies is that they're agnostic to mutational thrust, it would seem. And obviously, we have next-generation IMIDs that are very important to mention. These include not only pomalidomide, but just so you know, Neil, on the horizon, these new cell mods, which we're studying now in phase 1 and 2, and they are really promising. They are oral agents, they're on the IMID platform, but they're much more potent and they're much more selective.
What are they again?
They're so-called cell mods.
Could you just clarify, though, I'm still not, is this a new IMID or
yes.
class or what?
Yeah, no, it is. It's in the IMID class, and they're so-called cell mods. They're built on the IMID platform, so.
Cell mods?
Yeah, cell mods, C-E-L-L-M-O-D-S, cell mods.
And what are they?
Well, they're, again, in the IMID family, and they're basically very specific and very potent, and they build on the success of thalidomide, lenalidomide, and pomalidomide, and there are a whole class of them that have been further refined, and they are really very, very, very promising in my view.
Huh. Are any of them specifically, have we seen, you know, phase 1 or 2 data on it?
Yeah, the data currently hasn't been presented, but Saga's leading one of the key compounds, and we will be spearheading another. So it's kind of work in process, but it's exciting. And I share it with you simply to say the future is looking very bright, particularly when you then think about how you integrate it with immune function, as we've discussed.